One thing though I remember from that year with the merchants was Jerry Ravery, when his brother passed away,
lacrosse and down there,
he gave me a refrigerator. It was old, but it worked great. And I had it in the kitchen, then it had all the frost all over it.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I better clean it out. I got a hammer and a screwdriver, and I hammered all of a sudden, bang, and the stuff all come out.
Freon, yeah.
Freon, and it wrecked the fridge. It was perfect. The thing was, like, it was old, but it worked great.
I think he did have.
And Steve, when I went, Twyla and I went down to Halifax a couple of years ago, and it was when they had that world championship.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave us free tickets, Steve did, to Twyla and I, and, you know, real nice tickets. And I don't know what they were costing, but, you know, probably saved us $40 or $50. And got in free to the game, and that was one of the best games I ever saw. It was a overtime. The Team Canada Nationals and the Iroquois.
Yeah.
And it went in overtime, and John Grant scored. No, it wasn't John Grant. It was that guy from Ottawa.
Sawicki.
Sawicki.
Oh.
Yeah, yes, he scored the winning goal. Oh, that was fun down there. Like, because Akwesasne folded, or St. Regis.
Yeah.
They picked, Peterborough picked up John Grant, John Tavares, Steinhaus, who's one of the best players available, Stevie Toll. They got about five really good players off that team. Mm. And they've got the money that they can, those players will play for.
What's his name?
Teddy Higgins.
Teddy, yeah. He's just taking a shit kick on her. Making good money in the floor business.
Well, they get $3,000 a game.
Yeah, I figured they're doing.
And they charge about $15 a ticket. So, well, maybe not during the season. What do they charge? $10?
$10. $10, $12.
So,
$30,000.
Every game. And he doesn't pay the players that big of money. You know, he plays.
Just Grant.
Yeah, Grant. Well, probably pays them all something.
I heard
like
35 one year. That was a couple of years ago.
But if he's getting $30,000 a game, and they play nine.
No, a game, season.
No, $30,000 gate, say.
One gate. Yeah.
And then nine regular season games, that's close to $300,000, plus the playoffs, plus that they make it to the Man Cup.
Yeah.
But he's got lots of sponsorship money now, finally.
Yeah.
Lots of sponsorship.
Yeah,
I mean, Teddy threw lots of money towards that.
Oh, yes, he has. He's had it for a long time. Yeah.
He played for the Redmen back in 1960. 61.
Teddy. Oh, yeah.
Higgins played a couple games.
I played with him.
Yeah.
Against him.
And
a lot of guys. You know, you look back, and how many guys have you played
with?
Different guys with and against. You know, like Alliston used to have a team. Bradford used to have a team.
Yeah.
And I was, when I worked for the railway, this guy come in and the new boss come in, the agent. We're shooting a ship one day. He says, I know you. I said, I don't know you. He says, yeah, I'm from Bradford. I don't know anybody in Bradford. I said, I played lacrosse up there, but I don't know anybody. He says, he used to play against me and my brother. And I don't know what his name was. But back.
Well, you know who else played on that 58 Mimico senior team? Alan Eagleson played a couple of games.
That's funny, they got me down for six. No way.
Well, that's like, I go through and I cut out, I used to photocopy all the summaries. And then I get a pile of them, I send them out to Stan Shellington. And he would organize it and go through each game. Now, they might have been short sometimes and use someone else's name, or use your name and someone else playing.
That's happened. But last year in 83, remember we went to Bradford and got bombed like 48-10 or something? And they played back here on the Saturday night. And three guys showed up, signed Jay Rosebush. as Jimmy DeMille. And there was a kid by the name of Appleby. I put him down.
Oh, yeah,
somebody.
Tom?
No, not Tom. Oh. There's another kid. But I had about six kids. And Tim, he was playing minor here. He stayed. And I had a party going on. I phoned the wife and said, sorry, I got to stay. And I stayed. We beat him 15-14 with kids from Midget and Jay Roseboys. Jay couldn't take his mask off because John was head of the OLA for a while. We were just talking about him.
Head of the OLA.
From Brantford.
John Doherty.
Oh, Doherty.
Doherty.
Yeah.
He was there, and he was the head of the... He probably knew and just didn't say nothing because they folded the next Wednesday. They had to go to Peterborough, and they got five guys or something.
So you working for the railroad?
Used to.
Used to. When you were playing lacrosse?
Yep.
So did you get time off for that?
Cause oh, yeah.
Were you all over the place with the railroad?
No, I worked for the Express here in Oshawa.
Oh, okay.
Down at the station.
All right.
And
CP, was it?
CN.
Yeah, I was at CN.
And they were good to me.
Yeah.
Let me have any time off. And when we went west, they said, oh, yeah, because it's advertising for them. I got a magazine where they sent it in. Maybe I put it in the other... Oh, there it is. Canadian National sent my picture in and said played for Brooklyn. And
yeah, I worked there for a while.
Because Mike Maron is also working for the railway. He works up north, but he's a hard time getting time off.
No, I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
Back then, I had a good boss. He wasn't the whole boss, but I worked midnights, and I had a good crew under me. And I said, I'm playing lacrosse today. I don't know if I'm going to get in maybe 2 o'clock where I know I'm selling. Don't worry about it.
This Mesher Trophy, that's most valuable player just on the team, or was that in the whole league?
No, it would be. Yeah, John Mesher, the jeweler.
Yeah, I didn't
jeweler.
Know him, but...
Yeah, it used to be a jeweler here.
That's the same picture as I got.
It was same as the mayor of Whitby there. Bought our sweaters 1 year for Brooklyn.
Bobby Addison?
Oh, shit, no. He's hockey. Des Newman.
Oh, okay.
He used to follow the team.
I remember the name. I didn't know him.
Yeah. He was a good head. I never met anybody in lacrosse that disliked Gordy Thompson, maybe. But after the game, come on in for a beer. But in the game, he'd cut your head off for a dime.
The only guy I ever had any trouble with was he was the guy up in Peterborough, and he was supposed to fax in the game sheets to me. And I was up in Peterborough, and I was watching the game, and then after, went down the dress room and asked the guy for the game sheet. He says, no, my instructions are to fax it to Larry Power. I said, well, I'm Larry Power, and I just would like to get it now, and then I can look at it, and I'll be sure I got it. And he says, oh, no, my instructions. And I remember Dave Kaplan was with me, and I go, Dave, grab me, I'm going to hit this guy. I just, you know, I was so mad, and he never did send it to me. He faxed it, but I was, you know, I wanted to get it, so I make sure I had it to update the stats as soon as I got home.
Got another couple of questions here?
I actually had more questions. Okay. In 1958, you played for Mimic, all senior A. I talked about this, and scored 9 goals in 6 games. You had a lot of players from senior or intermediate on that team. Bob Hanna, Bob Cherry, Don Vipon, Bill Short, Jerry Ravery, Al Eagleson, Jim Carnegie, all got to suit up for several games. What can you tell me about your games at the senior level and some of your teammates? Well, you just told me that you only played 1 game and that...
Yep, I did. Okay, I knew Hanna, or I met Bob Hanna, and what was the other name? Bill Short.
Bill Short, yeah.
Bill Short was, maybe we got called up while we were playing for Whitby, because Bill Short played for Brooklyn. Played 1 year.
But this is... Oh, yeah, he was playing, I think, for Brooklyn.
And Bob Cherry.
Yeah, they were playing for Brooklyn, Senior B or Intermediate, and they got called up. Ravery.
Okay.
I don't know if Ravery.
Ravery and me. What year was that?
This is 58.
We were playing for Whitby.
No, you said you were playing for Scarborough that year. 58, you didn't play for Brooklyn or Whitby. But you said you played for some place, but it was called Scarborough.
Heron Park. So I'm not sure what years I played for Whitby. I thought it was 56, 7, and 8.
I got you. Stats. Yeah, no. Okay, that one I've solved, that mystery. See, this is a... That's the first Oshawa team ever won the Canadian Championship in 1878.
I wouldn't doubt it, you know, because there was a league in Oshawa. Fittings, Melville Iron.
Yeah.
Well, you saw it.
Turn of the century.
That Tommy Harris had. Didn't you get that big thing from
that
the
big
Times?
Book, yeah. his that he had. Yeah, I borrowed that, and I had that for quite a while. And then the McGees from Peterborough gave me a great big scrapbook that Mick McGee had. And I had that for, well, I don't know, 6 months.
Yeah.
I was looking for it. No, you played for Whitby for 3 years, 56, 57, 58.
Okay, 58.
Yeah. And
58.
No, I don't have you for... I got you 55, 56, 57 for Whitby.
Okay.
Because 58, I got those, that Mimico, which you said you only play one game, plus you just played for Scarborough. But I don't have anything on Scarborough.
No, well, yeah, it would probably be Scarborough. They'd probably be known as Scarborough Maitlands because that's what the team was. The whole team.
I wonder
team
what kind of paper they, what newspaper they would have.
They probably
58.
Didn't even.
Maybe
have
there was
a
nothing there.
Yeah, because it was just an outside park.
But those goals you gave me in one of these sheets here, I'm going to bring you up to 200 intermediate goals. And I got you 285 senior A. goals, so that means that'd be 485 regular season goals. We have you up to, to find another 15.
I may get my average over two.
And then we got your playoff stuff. So I'm getting it's coming.
Yeah.
But it's hard to get those intermediate.
Well, I imagine
stats.
From way back, yeah. Be so inconsistent, yeah.
And you're lucky, like some years the Oshawa Times would have nice summaries like that almost every game. Then other years they wouldn't have a single summary. They're lucky if they get a game report, you know, with the goals in it and add them up.
Depending on who was the timekeeper.
Yeah.
Like Jerry Gray was for Brooklyn and Cliff was for Whitby. He was a reporter. I can't remember his last name.
Cliff Gordon?
Cliff Gordon. So... I know he's dead, but I don't know if his wife's alive.
Well,
maybe that, you know, maybe a good lead to go to him, his wife, if you could find her. Maybe he left some
Gordon
stuff.
Cliff yeah, because Mike remembers when Gene Dobbs died, and his wife was out in Brooklyn. She had a big, those cans.
Dumpsters. Yeah.
She was throwing in all these old stat books and they were going up in flames. This would have been, I don't know, when he died.
Long time ago.
60s.
Yeah, right.
And to me, they're like gold, you know?
Yeah.
It's neat, I've been able to put them on the computer so, like, they take up so very little room.
Yeah.
And instead of all my stats all over the place, it's all right on the computer. And hopefully they'll stay there forever, you know? Like, someone will.
That's funny because what's Junior 21? Okay, because I was asked when I was playing for Brooklyn, the Burroughs brothers, they were referees, come and asked them if I would go and play for Brampton Juniors.
Burroughs brothers?
Yeah, they were referees.
Not little wee guy.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
Two of them.
Yeah, I didn't know the other one, but I know the one that was a goalie, played for Brampton. Little wee, he's about 5 foot one.
Probably because he turned...
What's the name? Potsy, they call him.
Got me.
He's about 90-something now. He's still alive.
Is he?
He goes to the Hall of Fame dinners and plays plays the bagpipes or something?
Trumpet.
Trumpet. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. But he's a comical guy. I like him.
Yeah, the two of them used to rough together. They asked Luther if I'd come and play junior for it. And the year was half over.
Yeah.
And we didn't have that many guys. So I said, I'm not interested. And then I was so close to 21.
Mm.
And they won the Minnow Cup that year.